It is so different when we try to change our heart and spirit, and when God changes our heart and spirit. When we try to change ourselves, for a few days we're on fire, but then we kind of forget and drift away. But I found when I pray what David prayed, O God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I find when I pray that, depending on God to do it, it's sometimes done immediately. It's not that I do anything. He just changes me. It's really like being born again, over and over and over. Because when I brush against the world, I frequently pray that. When I have been in strife with anyone, I always pray that. For there's no telling what went in my heart, and I don't know how to get it out except to depend on God. 1 Peter 4. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. You're not letting the flesh tell you what to do. Therefore, you've ceased from sin. You're not yielding to the flesh. Now you're yielding to the Spirit of God. And the flesh and the Spirit are just opposite. The flesh hates, the Spirit loves. The flesh commits adultery, the Spirit refrains from adultery and goes another direction. You're completely opposite from what you used to be. You have ceased from sin. Verse 2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revilings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Now you kind of have to beware, because God greatly changes us when we pray Psalm 51 over ourselves. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Over the years, I have found I no longer hate the sports rivals that I learned to hate. I've seen people who were in the political voting things who changed so much that they no longer hated the opposite party. God removes all hatred. Everything changes when God is in control of my heart and my spirit. Ezekiel 36, God says, and I will sanctify my great name, the word, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries, and I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. It's not that you will do something to be clean. I will make you clean, says God. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Verse 27, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my ways, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. So when we pray, asking God to cleanse our heart and to give us a right spirit, we are shocked, because he does. And we are in total peace when we give up hatred. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.